this is Robert Wagner, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
One of the biggest surprises for me, Shirley, is before you were offered the Partridge Family, you were also offered the role of Carol Brady on The Brady Bunch.
That's right. Yes, I was.
I've never read that anywhere else before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was. You know, first of all, the agents and managers said to me, Shirley, don't do a television series because if it is successful, you'll be that character for the rest of your life and your movie career will be in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were right about that. But I didn't want to do, you know, a regular series where I was the married lady taking the roast out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that had been done for me over and over again. But then when Partridge came to be, you know, I thought, wait a minute, the first working mother on television, and we had a band, and, you know, we all worked together. And so that was a whole different cup of tea for me. And then I thought, you know, no matter what, this will give me a chance to stay home and raise my kids. And they were school age, all school age
mm-hmm.
then. And I'd taken them all over the world, you know, on movie locations with a nanny and that kind of thing. And even though the agent said, don't do a series, I thought, this is the series I'm going to do if I'm going to do one.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it was a great vehicle for you because you not only acted, but it showcased your voice.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. And it was fun, and everybody in it was so good. And, of course, David gave David a career, as you know.
Absolutely.
Even career.
But this is another – this speaks to another difference between you and Jack. And, again, this is not meant to trash Jack. This is just to show, you know, this is how Jack was wired. You were happy that David blossomed as a star.
Oh, yeah.
Jack was jealous.
I know, exactly. Yeah, he was. He didn't say those words. He said, why do you want to be in show business?
Right.
You know, go to college, you know, that kind of thing. But when he became a giant success, you know, it was even worse for Jack. I mean, he couldn't believe it. He said, oh, you know, that'll last a couple of years and then you'll be in the streets, you know, it was that kind of thing. And also he said, go to Broadway, don't do this kind of thing, you know. But Jack had a problem that way. And, even with me, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to help him and be everything and anything he wanted was because I was the breadwinner. I was the movie star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he wanted that more than anything in life.
Yeah, which is, but, and again, it is a tragic character flaw that we see not only in people in the entertainment industry, we see in just about every walk of life. And
yeah, you're right, absolutely.
And it has destroyed many marriages, no matter what you do for a living.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, and as I said, you know, if Jack was still alive, I don't know whether I would have married again, because he was the man I adored. But being who I was, and as I said, unfortunately, his career was just beginning to rise
when
he did pass away, so that was the sad part, too.
I know that one of your favorite episodes of Partridge was the one where you did the whale song.
Oh, I love that song so much. Well, you know, in all the 4.5 years of doing the show, Ed, I only had 2 solos. 2 solos.
Yeah. But my favorite is the one with the skunk and the tomato juice, and I understand.
Mine too. Isn't that funny? Everybody asked me about what my favorite episode was, and that's the one I talk about.
Well, yeah, because it hit closer to home than you realize. I mean, I know.
It was such fun, that one.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of interesting people work on the Partridge Family, too, and got their career going on the Partridge Family, which is interesting.
Rob Reiner, Farrah Fawcett, Stu Margolin.
Yeah.
Lou Gossett, Richard Pryor, you know, lot of people, and of course Susan Day became a big star a few years later with L.A. Law, and then
exactly right, yeah.
So, let's see, you talk about a lot of your leading men in the book. There are 2 actors that you don't mention that I want to ask you about. One is Dabney Coleman, who you did that.
I love Dabney. Yeah, right.
Yeah, who you worked on Slap Maxwell?
Yeah,
yeah. I understand. And this goes back to making you laugh. I understand that he made you laugh when he first welcomed you onto the set.
Absolutely did. That's exactly right. I forgot now what he said, but it was hysterical because I was, you know, I was a little nervous about working with him because I didn't know him. I'd never met him, and it was a little later in my career, so I walked on the set. He was hysterical.
Okay, well, I'll prompt you on the story.
Please.
What I read was he sent you. Dabney had kind of had a very sly sense of humor.
I know, yeah.
And he gave you a big bouquet of roses and a note saying, "Don't screw up."
That's right. I knew it's exactly that. I wasn't sure that he said it to me when I walked in the office or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so comfortable.
And that was a good role for you because, and again, this goes back to elegant. I mean, this goes back to perception. We tend to think of you, and Lulu Baines notwithstanding, we tend to think of you as elegant roles. And you played a very, you know, down-to-earth woman who dressed in Sears and Roebuck.
Right.
And it was
those are the roles that I wanted to play.
And, yeah.
And, you know, I had a hard time getting them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I had, as I said, had Gantry not happened, I wouldn't have had the career I've had today.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought of me as a singer, and a singer, they don't think of you as an actress.
Yeah.
So I had to find roles and look for roles that were edgy, that were different, you know, from prostitutes to, you know, whatever. And I'm so glad I did, you know, because it gave me a career in acting.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We're mentioning before the perception, if you did television, it would kill your movie career. And that kind of speaks to, once upon a time, you either did film or you did television and you didn't do both. But I understand an early television role brought you to the attention of Burt Lancaster and eventually
Elmer Cantrell. That's exactly right, yes. It was a Playhouse 90, if you remember the show. It was live television.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a thing called The Big Slide with Red Skelton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful hour-and-a-half show. And I played an alcoholic sunshine girl in the Max Sennett era who commits suicide. So that got me the role in Gantry.
Yeah, because you know, look, film actors may not have, you know, quote-unquote, thought much of television, but they watch.
That's right.
But they watch television because you're always looking for, you know, new talent. And
that's right.
And of course, I understand that Burt Lancaster was one of your idols when you were a young girl.
Oh, gosh. I had his picture all over my bedroom wall when I saw him in The Killers. Remember, I think it was his first film.
Yes, yes.
The Killers, yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, I fell in love, right? Everywhere.
Yeah, there are so many storybook elements, you know. I mean, it's like it would never into your life. It's like, never in a million years would it happen, and yet it goes to show that sometimes, storybook things do happen in real life.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. I mean, it, amazing. You know, and Gordon McRae, there was a Saturday morning radio show called the Teen Timers Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon was the singer on the Teen Timers Club every Saturday morning, and he hosted it. And I never missed it when I was about 16. And every Saturday morning, I would listen to him sing and say, oh, there's no singer like him in the world. Wouldn't you know, I got to sing with him.
Well, when I was a young man, I never, I mean, I like many young men, I had a major crush on you, and I never thought in a million years I'd have an opportunity to talk to you, but it goes to show that dreams come true even for people.
Oh,
like you.
That's lovely. Thank you. That's
okay.
Very sweet.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.